Weekly Conversations with Maitreya. The Weekly Conversations with Maitreya will be open to everyone. You can raise your hand and ask your questions. Please keep your questions on topic, mission of Maitreya. Do not be combative, be articulate, and keep your questions in the spirit of learning and inquiry. Keep the questions in the highest level. Ask about the teachings and be mindful that you are holding the energy at its highest. Questions will also be taken in text, but only one at a time. Treat the room as being in a lecture, and please do not grab the mic. Please listen to the answer to your last question before typing another. Those who do not follow the simple rule will be red-dotted. They, however, will be given one more chance for follow-up questions. If they continue to be disorderly, they will be red-dotted permanently. If you would like to listen to his previous lectures, platforms, we already have them running 24 hours a day in the room, Discourses by Maitreya, God's Words Continuously.
Hello everybody, welcome to the conversation room of the mission. Let us see what God will bring us today and what kind of questions and answers will be in this room. And this is the greatest opportunity for humans to receive all their answers about the spirituality, God's promises, how he has fulfilled them all to this point, and he will fulfill the rest of them in the very close future, not very long before we will see the rest of the prophecies will be fulfilled. And of course it's not going to be more than 1,000 years before the fruit of last 12,000 years of the history and creation will be revealed to humanity in a greater degree. And we are here, of course, to discuss this teaching with you and learn from it and see exactly how God had decided to create new man and how the history have been guided with God to this point. And it has been explained in this revelation, and the amount of the truth and the light has come to man is beyond any other revelation that has come to humanity. Therefore it is the call to every man and woman and child to see the plan of God and dedicate their life and themselves to the highest, to this call and God's work. Of course, God's work will be done as he has shown in the past. And blessed are those who have been called and participate in this call. And those who have heard the call and see the vision and see how God's hand is indeed in human history and life to this point, they will realize they have been stripped of their powers and understanding of the spirituality, because man failed in the past to learn their lessons. That is why they became more and more gross in the evolutionary process, to the point that we don't even have our third eye open. And most humans, they think life is this external world and material things, and they are so attached to it, they cannot see there is a spiritual world beyond this manifested world. So humans have to be awakened to this reality and truth, that what state they are at is not their natural state. They are in an artificial state, and the more they become attached to this artificial and unnatural state, the more they go away from their natural state, which is spirit. been able to see greater degree of this world. Of course, a lot of people want to explain this state intellectually. Of course, the more they ask the question intellectually, the more they decide to analyze it and figure it out, the more it will go away from them. As the Bible said, intellectual understanding is like that little book that is sweet in our mouth, but is bitter in our stomach. Therefore, we have to go beyond analyzing and intellectualizing, beyond our attachments to this external world, because nothing in this external world is permanent. Everything is temporary. When the time comes that we have to leave our body, we even don't take our body with us. And now we are attached to everything else out of our body also. If we don't take our body with us, how we ever will take anything else when we leave this body? Therefore, any attachments to this external world is not natural. Our attachment should be to the spiritual world, to the essence that we are. Of course, a lot of people might ask, how do we know such a world exists? How do we know spirit really is there? Yeah, it's very good explanation and taking us away from this external world that we love so much. But we don't know really if there is such a thing as a spirit which exists in the other dimensions. That is when, of course, the revelation of the Lord comes in and shows how God promised He will do things, and He has done them, and He promised and He accomplished them. Therefore, such a being exists, and because He is a spirit, and we cannot see it with our two eyes, therefore we accept that He indeed is there in the spiritual world to exist. At least intellectually we can accept that, because He promised and He fulfilled them, He does exist. If we do that again, of course we can at least accept such a thing exists and go from there. And the way then is given to you how to recognize that world then and connect yourself back to the natural state, which is your essence, God, through meditation, through all the exercises given in the mission, and through the eternal divine path. The way has been given, the path has been revealed to humanity, how you can reach highest spiritual realization by recognizing the eternal divine path. By recognizing eternal divine path also, you have no choice but accept and know that all religions of the world have come from the same essence, from the same revealer, from the same spirit which is called God, or Allah, or Jehovah, or Krishna, or Buddha, or whatever. They are all the same essence. It is the Holy Ghost, it is the Spirit of God that reveals this revelation to man and sends the new teaching to humanity so they can recognize and realize indeed such a state exists. Then you can meditate and awaken your spiritual forces and direct that toward the creation of the communities of light, sacrifice for it, and become surrendered and submissive to the will of God, and expand your consciousness to become a universalist. Then you have reached a state of elect, He who has been chosen to be in the plan of God and a person who is dedicated only to his spiritual progress and reaching that state of unity with the essence. And not only that, he also is helping the rest of the universe to reach that state. The first will be the last, and the last will be the first. And therefore, these are those the state of the status are the highest in the mind of God. Therefore, the whole plan and the way is been shown to man to progress in a greater degree. This is the room of the mission of Maitreya. Our teaching unifies all religions of the world and shows a path to reach to the highest level of consciousness. This is the room that we encourage everybody to go to our website, as it's been posted, and study our teaching and see how God has sent all the revelations of all the religions on earth to this point. And now this revelation is the opening of the seventh seal, or the revealer of the whole truth to humanity. And we encourage everybody, and it's the duty of every man, woman, and child to study this new revelation and come to the conclusion either it's from God or it is not. Of course, if you see the vision and see how God has sent all this revelation through the prophets, and he promised that all these prophets will come, and all the things he promised to Abram and Abraham is fulfilled, and everything that he promised to all the prophets have come through, then you have no choice but to accept and agree with what we say here and say, yes indeed, this is from God, and it is the last revelation for the opening of the seventh seal, which will reveal the mystery of God. And it is the vision that has been hidden from the great prophets like Daniel and other prophets who had the vision of the end time. We are in that point of the end time, because after the revelation of the seventh seal is the end time indeed approaching fast. And we can see the state of the earth shows clearly this is true. As Christ said, when you see the sky is fair and red, you know the night is near and the sun is setting, and pretty soon it's going to be the night. The evidence is there. If you meditate a little bit on the state of the earth, you can see something is happening to humanity. And they are going through a period of great evolutionary leap. But they have to learn their lesson before they can pass this leap to the next state successfully. And that lesson is been given in our scripture, which is called the Holiest of the Holies, acronym of the Holiest of the Holies. Of course, it's THOTH, or an abbreviation though. So the whole book is called the Holiest of the Holies, the Last Testament. This is the Last Testament to humanity. This is the last revelation, major revelation, which has come to man for next 1,000 years. And if you study and see this revelation and a scripture, you will see indeed has been prophesied to come, and it is the book which was sealed with the seven seals and will be opened before the end time. So this is the room which represents this mission, this revelation, and we are calling every man and woman to come, go, read, study, understand his teachings, and come to the conclusion by themselves. You do not have to listen to me or any other person in the mission in our organization. You are responsible to go search, knock, and ask questions and eventually come to that conclusion yourself. And this room, of course, is to help you out. This room is to come together to study our teachings with one another. And if you still have questions, if you are not clear about the answers in our teachings, you can come here and raise your hand and ask your question or type in text, and we will answer you, and hopefully eventually we all see the depths of the truth that have come to man. Of course, knowing the teaching is not enough, as it's been taught in this revelation. Not only you awaken your spiritual forces, you understand the plan of God and how He has brought you to this point, you also will have to engage yourself in the process. You will not benefit if you do not walk the eternal divine path. And the eternal divine path, of course, starts with knowing thyself, awakening your spiritual forces, knowing who you are, why you have been created, why God put you on this earth, what part of this great endeavor you have been called for, how you can help best to accomplish and spread this mission and this message to humanity all through the earth, because they need it badly. They do not know that the religion is a part of a greater truth. They think what they have is perfect and finished, and it's of course absolutely against the scriptures, because the scriptures clearly says, no one knows the truth until the seventh angel comes. No one. So anyone on earth is saying they know the truth, they have the revelation of God, or their prophet is the last one, or has the way, or they are chosen, or you don't have to worry about any prophet or messiah, just meditate and you reach your consciousness or nirvana or whatever. They only have a part of the whole truth. They do not have the whole truth. This is what we have to spread to humanity and let them know that they have to see the vision that has been sent by God and is from God. By doing that, of course, they go beyond their narrow understanding of the truth, and maybe they will have an eye to see. If they have the eye to see, then they can see our vision as we have seen it, and we have revealed it to man, and we will have more people with their eyes open. They become open eyes or open eyes, and when they become such a people, more and more they will forgo their own understanding or religion or culture or the thing that they've been told and believed, and they are powerful. People believe in things that they take it as the truth. Even when you explain to them how what they believe is not the truth, they have a hard time to accept that, because first they believe in it, second they're attached to their environment. So how can I believe that when my family don't believe that, my community doesn't believe that, my city or nation doesn't believe that, or the whole world doesn't believe that? But the true seeker seeks the truth, no matter where it takes it. Those are the true warrior in the spiritual world, those who want to know the truth, no matter where it is and what it is and where it takes them, and are willing to accept the truth, spread the truth, stand for the truth, because they cannot be anything else but the truth. And if you can not be anything but the truth, of course, you have no choice but seek the truth and become it. The more of these people we'll have, the more natural man we will have, the more free men and women and children we will have. And we can, of course, create a greater environment with such a people, because the more our number will be, the greater truth will be on earth. And the greater truth will be on earth, the greater light will be here with us. And by learning our lesson from the history, for the last 12,000 years, we will not make the same mistake when misusing our powers and craving for external glorification or for internal unity. And internal unity, of course, is the most glorified, because that is the goal of life. The goal of the life is to become divine. That divinity, God, is everything. We have a question from Sarek. Go ahead.
Yes, I've heard you say that once we realize this revelation, our spirits become accelerated. And I was wondering if it was possible to be born with an accelerated spirit, because God already knows we will go to Him in that lifetime.
Yes, indeed. If you are attracted to this mission, if you see the vision and the truth, you will know that you have already been a great soul, especially if you stay with it, you continue with it, you struggle with it, and you are not taken away by a small little discrepancy or differences in your opinion and ideas and the revelation, and you will continue to the end. That's what the scripture says. Those who stay to the end will be saved. So there is no doubt anyone who comes to the mission and stays with it and continues with it is a great soul already. Some people might even crave that I acknowledge that they are a great soul. They don't have to. You are great souls because you were interested to see this mission, to see this vision, to see God's calling, and you want to become an elect. And if you follow the eternal divine path, of course you will become an elect. And the moment you see the vision, you no longer are limited with the religion you have been born off in. You are no longer limited to your own understanding of maybe my religion is better than other religion, or other people with other religion are not as good as I am, which is really an ego trip. So you are accelerated for sure. But if you see the vision and you become clear in the understanding that really it is from God and it's a revelation that is being prophesied to come, you will be accelerated much faster. But I've seen the people, they come to the mission, they receive the revelation, they think they have seen the vision, but they start fighting with it. They start trying to change it. They're trying to bring their opinions and ideas to the revelation that has come from God. Which is okay, it's very human, because we have been born with a special ideas, in a special religion, in a special understanding. We try to see everything with our colored eye, with eyeglasses that has been colored with our upbringing and culture and all that, which is okay. But eventually we have to overcome that and see the revelation from God and the truth that has been revealed to us, and no longer we are culturally biased or brainwashed with our upbringing, but we seek the truth. We seek the reality of God. And then we can see clearly the only culture acceptable is the culture of God. The only way to bring truth is the way of searching the truth and accepting it as it is. So you are called or challenged to become the truth, to become the essence. With only seeing the vision, you are already accelerated, for sure. But to reach Godhead and absolute truth, you still have work to do. That's why in this time, you are called the elect. And you have 1,000 years before you become the son of God. Or maybe daughter of God. But of course, when you become in the image of God, you are both male and female. You really can be called the son of God or daughter of God, but in the image of God. When you are in the image of God, of course, it is known of being the son of God. So this is the beginning of a greater journey. It's not the end. It doesn't say, I'll take you to God in this lifetime. It says, you will be incarnated for the next 1,000 years, and your journey starts now. And your journey starts the first seeing the vision of the seventh seal, how God changed man to this state, this unnatural state that man is at. And now you have 1,000 years to reach pure consciousness. But you have to start now, you have to start working. You can say, oh, I have 1,000 years, I have a long way to go. I don't have to start it. The sooner you start, the sooner you will reach the goal. So indeed, just by being attracted to the mission and this revelation, just by seeing the vision and accepting it as the truth, you have already opened yourself to a greater realization and accelerated it, and you have been meditating probably for all of you. When I say you, it means everybody. They have been meditating for many lifetimes, and the regular religion and external world doesn't make sense to you. You wanted something more in a greater degree, and therefore when mission comes and you see the vision, it makes sense to you. It doesn't make sense to a lot of other people. Look at the room, you know. We have been at it for 23 years. There should be thousands of hundreds and millions of people. They should have taken this vision and accepted it and see it clearly, how God prophesied this will come and the book with the seven seals will be opened. Where are they? So we can see and reach and preach to humanity every day in the Pazar, and probably hundreds and thousands of people have come, and the greatest sign and the eternal divine path has been explained to them. And some of them even profess and confess that it is the greatest thing they have ever encountered. But they neither are here, nor join the mission, neither help to accelerate the mission. So we can see human's mind and attachments and desires that is out there is incredibly powerful. Maya is as powerful as God. And it's getting a little even worse, because people are struggling day-to-day life, you know, to just make it. But the ways have been given to them. Come together, create communities of light. You don't have to struggle as hard as you do out there by yourself. But create the communities of light so you can provide for yourself physiological, for your physiological and safety needs. And therefore, you can concentrate on following the Eternal Divine Path, awaken your spiritual forces, creation of a better community, sacrifice, surrender and submit to the will of God, and become a universalist and expand your mind so you have no narrowness of the mind. So we can see that this world is a very powerful world. And at this time, you know, humanity is not ready, and we have come just tip of the night just to bring this revelation to man and spread it as much as we could and attract those who see the vision, who are great souls, those who are elect, and they should accept that themselves, that they are elect. You don't need my reinforcement of saying that or acknowledging that. And of course, when you are elect, in a greater degree, to learn is to walk the eternal divine path. As you said many times, just saying, oh, I'm an elect, but you don't walk it. If you don't go through the first five steps, still, you know, you haven't taking the steps that are necessary to become an elect. So you are indeed great souls, that you have seen the vision, but you have 1,000 years to become absolutely the sons of God, in the image of God. And that has been a promise. God has given humanity a promise that whoever overcometh will become my son. Not one, two, but hundreds and thousands and millions of them will become God's children, true Israelites, the children of light, those who will follow eternal divine path to its max and come together and preach and work and spread and try to make humanity understand and realize this revelation is not something to take it lightly. It really is from God. It really is the path to salvation of man. It has been prophesied for thousands of years to come, and now it's here. It is something to be taken very seriously and be very sincere about it. You don't have to. It's okay. For me, it's fine. You know, I am just a plain messenger of God to you and bring this message to humanity because God told me so. And we will and I will. But after the message has been revealed and given to you, you have to become sincere about it and realize what is happening here. What is this revelation? Is it really from God? Did he say the seven angels will come? Did he reveal that there will be a book sealed with the seven seals? What do that seals mean? Does anybody know on earth what those seals are? So ask anybody in any religion. God says there will be a book sealed with the seven seals. This scripture is sealed with the seven seal. Did Bayan open the seven seal? Did he talk anything about the seven seal that will be revealed to humanity? Did Quran say anything about the seven seals and the revelation. Any prophet revealed the revelation and came and said, yes, this what revelation means, and the seven seals is symbol for seven religion on earth, and it shows the path, and I have fulfilled all his prophecies, therefore I am qualified to tell you I can do it. And the Holy Ghost has revealed it to me so I can give it to you. Has any prophet claimed this, or any religion can claim this, that they have opened the seven seals and their prophet is there, one who will come as their seventh angel? If this is true, and no other religion have this claim or can claim or can explain the seven seals and the revelation of God and the history and the plan and the way God guided man to this point, now our responsibility is to realize, yeah, I have no choice. This is from God. Now what am I going to do about it? That is the question each person should ask themselves. Okay, that makes sense. It's revealed from God. He said he will send the seven seals and the seven revelation, and the seven angels will reveal the whole mystery of God. And when I read though and understand the revelation and see the vision, it all is based on the scripture and the word of God and promise God is given through the history for this end time. Now what am I going to do about it? Am I going to just hang into my little understandings, cultures, family, life, or am I going to say, yes, I have no choice but see the vision and follow the vision and become a part of it and do to my best ability, even beyond my best ability, to help out? Well, you don't have to, as I said many times, but if you want to be an elect, if you want to become a son of God in 1,000 years, that's it, when it starts. You cannot be lukewarm and stay to the sideline and say, oh well, I have 1,000 years, I might get into it, might not get, not, oh, my wife said something like that, so I have to listen to him, or my husband, or my children, here and that. Okay, you could. But the true seeker is the person who understands the journey have started. This is the beginning of going back to the Godhead as his image, in his likeness. And this revelation, of course, is the revelation of the seven seals. The seven seals in the revelation is opened. The book with the seven seals is revealed, and now we can know that God has been sending different religions of the world to this point, and each of these religions are a part of a greater truth, and each people with this different religion have only a part of the whole truth. And when we understand this mission and the revelation which has come through it, then we understand where our religion falls. What is Hinduism and Buddhism and mystical path? Are they from devil? Are they not a part of God's plan? Are only the Judeo-Christian, Islamic and Baha'i teaching is accepted, and no Hindus and Buddhists will reach to consciousness or Godhead? Or Jews are the chosen people and no one else is? Is Christ the only way? Only Christian gonna go to heaven no one else will reach that state. Or Muslims have the last word. Prophet Muhammad is the last prophet. And after that, no one will come. Even Prophet Muhammad didn't claim that he opened the seven seals, seized the seven angels. He is the lion of the tribe of Judah. Or and yes, indeed, only those who will follow the eternally one path will go to heaven. You are correct, Yasmin. There is the only way to go to God is to follow the whole picture, the whole truth. And according to the scriptures, the whole truth will not be revealed to humanity until the seventh angel comes. How can you go to heaven if you have not seen the whole picture, the whole vision, the whole truth? You can imagine you will, because you're following, you know, a religion. But if you truly want to know the truth, that's what God says. God says, I am a mystery until the seventh angel comes. How can you go to heaven or God or oneness with Him if you are just following one part of the mystery, the part of the truth? You cannot enter the heaven with the partial knowledge and understanding. But in this revelation, in this mission, the whole truth has been revealed to humanity. And now the mystery of God is finished, and the path to go to God or heaven is given. Of course, it's not my path, you say, your path. It is the eternal divine path. It has been in an eternity, and it is a way to divinity. So it is not created by a man, but it has been in the essence of God from the very beginning. And now, of course, it has revealed to man, and only the eternal path will lead you back to God, to heaven. Of course, if you mean by heaven a place that is a physical attribute, how can that be the ultimate realization? If the heaven, you can touch the heaven, or you can live in the heaven, or the waters are flowing underneath, and the way many religions have explained them in a physical sense, and many people believe they're going to go to that physical state, which is really an ethereal realization. You haven't reached the essence yet. You still are living in a material state. God is consciousness. God is pure consciousness with no material attributes. And that is the heaven you should aim for. If you are aiming for a place that you go and you see your family, and they have physical body, and you can touch them and talk to them and be with them the way some religion explain them, you haven't reached the highest stage. Still, it is a creation. It has the physical attribute in it. We are not talking about that kind of heaven. We are talking about going back to Godhead, becoming one with Him in a state of absolute bliss, a state of ananda, a state of beingness. That is the heaven we are aiming for. If you are aiming for a place that it has the physical attribute, we still haven't realized the highest. Okay, UCP asking, God bless you. How long will it take to finish the eternal divine path and become divine? That is a personal decision. You understand this teaching and see the vision of the eternal divine path and how it unifies our religion and how it leads to divinity, then you start walking it. You decide, I'm going to walk the eternal divine path. Not half-heartedly, not something that, you know, you can use to enhance your own situation, but in absolute realization that that's what you want to do with all your heart, mind, and spirit, with no ultra motivation or anything that is earthly or human, but godly. You start meditating. That's the first step. You start closing your eyes and going within yourself and realizing who you are. That is the teaching of the mystical path, like Hinduism, Buddhism, Kabbalah, saints in Christianity, Sufis in Islam, and many other paths that teach know thyself. Man, know thyself. If you know yourself, you know God, because your body is the temple of God. And who resides in this temple? You are. As Prophet Muhammad said, God is closer to your veins than you are. Actually, as Christ said, you are God's. You have the essence of God in you, and the only way to recognize it and realize it is to reverse the energy which is going out to the external world. And your eyes is the most powerful sense or organ that make this energy go outwardly. If you look outside all the time, you are going out. You're not going in to know your essence. So the first step is close your eyes. Let the energy be directed inwardly. Start seeing yourself. Become familiar with your body, your impulses, with your desires, attachments, pulls, maya. What makes you not to go to God? What keeps you from continuing toward the spirituality? What are these attachments that become an obstacle in your way? What do you really want of this life? What is the goal of the life? Is it really what I want is the same as the goal of the life is? According to our teaching, the goal of the life is to become divine. That's the goal of the life. That's why we are here. All of us are here for that goal. It is a shared goal with all of us. Now, how do you become divine? By following the eternal divine path. That's the only way to do it. That is only way to reach pure consciousness. God revealed it at the very beginning when he sent his spirit to the world, and there was chaos in the world and darkness, and the spirit of God moved and manifested itself in that gross world because he wanted to help that darkness go back to God. And there still is darkness here, and many people take it as the light, as the real thing. So they have only two eyes. Their third eye is been closed. They cannot see. They are blind who take a part of this universe as the truth. They are brainwashed with their culture, with their upbringing, with their own understanding, an accumulation of many lifetimes of misunderstanding or not understanding. Now, you say, okay, don't look outside, don't let the energy go out, bring it within, redirect it back to where it belongs, to the essence within you, and become familiar more and more of who you are. Because with our teachings, you have a great grip of the truth. You have the great grip of the revelation of God to this point, the Word of God based on the Scripture. Of course, meditation alone is not enough. That's the beginning. That is when you understand yourself more and more. But what really God wanted? What did He reveal to you in the Scriptures? That is when the Word of God comes and helps you in your meditation, and you will not go astray. Many people meditate and eventually end up become escapists, drop the society, they go to the mountain, and they will not engage themselves to this external world, or they become absolutely naked and put ash in themselves, and they think, you know, they're godly. But the Word of God is not saying those things at all. Escapism is not preached in the Word of God, but engaging yourself into community, creating communities of light. That is another decision. Okay, the first step, you meditate for a while. Most people say, I don't have even time to meditate. The life is too hectic. I have a lot of things to do. I'm overwhelmed. I can't meditate. Well, meditation is different way. When you drive, you can meditate. You know, after you meditate for a while, you don't have even close your eyes anymore to meditate, but you can be with the spirit while doing things, going up, going down, sitting, doing your work, writing. You are meditating at the same time. Actually, the whole life becomes meditation. So, closing your eyes is the first step, but the goal eventually is to reach a point that to stay in that oneness or a stillness between breathing in and breathing out all the time, no matter where you are and what you do. If you do that, you are meditating 24 hours a day, while you're asleep, while you're awake, when you're doing anything you do. Of course, the next step is not to be escapist. Engage yourself to the community. You know, help out. Create the communities of light. That is the lesson of the Old Testament. The whole Old Testament is based in that message. God is trying to find the people, those that we will accept Him as the King and His laws as the laws, and create an environment that everybody can progress physically, mentally, and spiritually as possible. The next step is to sacrifice. That's the message of the New Testament. Christ sacrifices for His ideal. And then, of course, the silly must become attached to the result of action, and you either become depressed or you become egoistic and elated. Next step is surrendering and submission to God. That is the message of Islam. Islam means surrendering and submission to God. The silly must become narrow only to your community or your religion or your people alone. That's why the next step is Baha'is. The message is universalism, expansion of the mind, accepting that our religion has come from God. This five step is the decision you have to make to follow. It is your, you see, I am the revealer of the path. But who is gonna walk it is you. See, who decides to walk it is you. I'm not gonna make a decision for you and force you to it. As Quran says, God can force you to follow His way just now. But He doesn't want to force you. That is the greatest thing about human is they have free will. You have the free will to go to God or not to go to God. Of course, for your decision, you make your path. If you decide not to go to God, of course you fall to Maya, the external world, which is hell. You go to hell. fall into that place. If you start to go to God, it is your decision to make. And if you decide, of course, the way is given. Meditate, awaken your spiritual forces, engage yourself to the community, create a community of light, and sacrifice in the community of light, so then submit yourself to God, and become a universalist at last, and therefore you have become an elect, and eventually in 1,000 years, you become a son of God. That is the way to do it. So, how fast you can get there? Answer your question is, it's up to you. How fast you will make the decision to follow eternal divine path, 100%. The sooner you make that decision, the sooner you accelerate your progress through pure consciousness. Okay, Yasmin asked, do you have a book, like the Bible, Quran, Torah? Oh yeah, sure. Has it been posted? It's called The Holiest of the Holies. THOTH, The Last Testament. It is all in our website. That is, I see the answer has been already given to you. If you click in that link, it takes you right to that book, and you can download it, you can read it, you can come to our rooms during the week, and ask questions there, or come to this room and ask here, and we can answer your questions, and you will see this is a new scripture of God which have been revealed to humanity and explain everything. Okay, Cyber, I saw you raised your hand. Do you have a question still? Okay, if anybody else has a question, go ahead and raise your hand or post them in the text. So this is the revelation that will help humanity not only unify, not only to bring the kingdom of God to earth, it also helps every individually progress in the fastest possible to God, or pure consciousness, or heaven, or whatever you call it. But the goal at this time is not to reach pure consciousness. The goal of life is to follow eternal divine path. Reaching pure consciousness is the result of following eternal divine path. It's not something you put effort individually to reach it. You will not succeed. That's exactly what the scripture says. Says if you do that, you will be spew out of my mouth and you will not succeed. Therefore the goal is to reach pure consciousness by following the eternal divine path. Again, welcome new people to the mission, to the mission room. This room is preaching the revelation of the seven seals and opening of the book which opened with the seven seal, sealed with the seven seal, and now it's open. It is the beginning of the end time. It is a call to humanity to come to see the wonder of God and the Creator and how He has been guiding humanity to this point for the last 12,000 years, and now He reveals how He has done it, how history has been guided by God, how there are four classes of human who have been created after the flood of Noah, and how each of these class dominate in different time of the history, and how by humanity understand this cyclical movement can guide humanity in a greater degree to the highest physiological and safety needs fulfilled, and how they can create an earth that will bring the kingdom of God on earth and help humanity to progress in their spiritual path in a greater degree to the salvation or oneness with God. So these are the teachings or the message that's been revealed to us and now has been given to humanity and explained for the last 25 years or 23 years since 1982, 22 years, and many questions is been answered, and they are all in our website. There are videos and audios and everything you need to really delve into these teachings and realizing it's indeed this is the place for the elect or the servant of God or those who have been called at this time. And that's what we are calling and who we are calling, the elect, the people who have been meditating for many lifetimes, those who have awakened their spiritual forces. They see the sorry state of human and they understand that they should not fear anything because those who are with this mission and this revelation and this work have no fear of anything because they are protected with the shield of this revelation and the truth. And therefore, they will join with the mission with no fear and help one another in this great endeavor. Yes, indeed, if you have been on our website and you know our teachings, you can raise your hand and you can ask any question related to the mission. Of course, we recommend you go first to our website and go through the literature, which is huge, of course. We believe that it takes 7 years, at least, for any elect and sincere person to really understand the teaching in a deeper level. Of course, we have had people that have understood this much faster. It depends upon your call and your spirit and your dedication, how fast you will understand this teaching. But if you really saw the vision and understood the teaching and see how wonderfully they fit each other, you have no choice to say, this is wonderful. This is really makes sense in all level of human existence. Of course, come here and if you have a question, raise your hand or put it on text and we will answer you in a way that makes sense. Indeed, for the last 22 years, any question has been answered. At the end, the person usually says, yes, it makes sense. It do have great truth and light in them. So if you have a question, be sure that your answer will be given here through the Spirit of God. Okay, of course, the only answers we cannot give is, explain God to me, what is eternity, and how can you tell me the thing as cyber says is beyond mine. Those things we tell you, you have to experience them. Nor explain infinity or, you know, eternity or God. Those things cannot be explained. They are experienced. When you experience eternity, then you have no question. You know what eternity is. As I used to think, you know, that the universe ends somewhere. It has to have an end. Because infinity means never ending, but never ending is beyond human mind, and therefore, when I was a child, I used to imagine that I will continue in the universe with my mind until it is the end of this universe. What is there? A wall or something? Okay, if there is a wall, that wall itself will end somewhere. And what is beyond that wall? And then after that, what is there? Another universe? Or? And you can go on and on. Eventually the mind just gives up. Because it cannot comprehend infinity. But when you experience it, you have no question about it or eternity. Everything has been here and will be forever. It's beyond mind. You cannot comprehend it. But what is God? How many books, how many religion, how many people have explained it, have been explaining for the last 3,000 years? And still people come to this room and ask me, can I explain God? Well, go read the books that have been explaining it for thousands of years. And still people say, explain it to me. These things are not explainable. They are experienced. That's why we recommend you, your first step in your life is close your eyes, meditate. Understand deeper things in a spirit, in a self, looking outside and questioning it with your intellect, which is limited. Your spirit is not. Your spirit is unlimited. By understanding this first step, you will go beyond a great pitfall for most humans, that they want to explain infinity, they want to explain eternity, they want to explain God. They cannot be explained. They are experienced. And the way is meditation. Actually, infinity and eternity and God is between every breath you take. When you breathe in, at the time between breathing out, in and breathing out, there is a stillness. That is eternity. That is infinity. That is God. Therefore, the first step is to close your eye and realize that stillness within you, which is your essence. And by doing that, you can meditate all the time and your questions will be answered eventually. Of course, in the beginning, you will not completely feel the eternity, but little by little, that stillness will reveal to you what eternity and God is. Then you have no question about it intellectually, because you have experienced internally through your meditation. And that is still the first step. The second step is creation of environment that everybody has their physiological and safety needs taken care of, and bring the kingdom of heaven on earth. And the way, of course, has been given already, how it can be done. The next step, of course, that is the message of the Old Testament. The message of the Old Testament is the creation of the covenant of light. The next step is sacrifice. Without sacrifice, no covenant of light will be created. And that's the message of Christ, Isa, the Messiah. And the next step, of course, is surrendering and submission to God. And that is the message of Islam. Islam means surrendering and submission to God. Still in the third level, when you sacrifice, you must get attached to the results of your action. That's why Islam says, don't be attached to the results of your action, surrender and submit it to God, so you free yourself from that pitfall. And the next step, of course, even in that level, you must get attached to the very small part of the universe or world or earth or whatever. The next step is universalism. That's the message that Bob brought to humanity. That all religions have come from one God. Expand your consciousness. You belong to the universe. You do not belong to a very small portion of it. Anything that separates any part of the universe from any other part, it is not from God. Because God is everything, and that will shatter all narrowness of the mind and expand you to become a universalist, and all the narrowness of the mind are out. We did all this. 5 steps, you become an elect. You become a seeker of the truth. You become the person that wants to know the truth. These are the people that not only follow it in all divine path, as I just explained, they realize that each religion of the world is a part of it, and as it explained in our teaching, God has been sending all of them to this point. Now this revelation explains everything and reveals the truth. With this understanding, you are absolutely realizing that you are free from any narrowness of the mind, any religiosity, or anything that bounds you. So it brings a path, unifies all religions of the world, fulfills the prophecies, explains God and His revelations, and it's all been given to you for the last 22 years, and they are all on our website and free. The only thing for you is to realize it is indeed from God. It is serious. It is the most serious decision you make in your life. And if it is from God, therefore you are obligated to follow it, to understand it, and take it and become a part of it. And if you do that, of course, you know, then you have a greater grip of the reality and the Word of God on earth. You will know more about every religion on earth than every religion knows. Or some of our members, you know, come to me and tell me how they, in their work, can relate to everybody in different religions and every person in that religion is amazed how much they know about their religion. And when those people they talk with, they don't know as much as they do. Because what has been revealed here to them is greater than any person has religion they are in. So we can see that, you know, even you become a center of the knowledge of truth. You can guide people in different religions even in a greater degree to understand their own religion that they didn't know anything about it. So indeed, we are blessed with the Word of God, with the truth, with the Spirit that has been with humanity all this time and has been revealing to us all this truth and wonder. And decision has to be made with every individual. Of course, I will be giving this revelation over and over, and it will eventually hit those people that have been called for this revelation. It already has hit many, or at least those they have the Spirit of God in with them and they are true seekers, and then can see this very clearly, how wonderful it is, how perfect it is, how it explains everything, from the smallest action in a life to the greatest goal in individual life. If a child from the childhood knows that the goal of the life is to become divine, how much unnecessary actions and living will be eliminated from the life. How wonderfully they can grow and direct and concentrate their life based on that truth. From the very beginning, they know they are here to become divine. They are here to meditate, awaken their spiritual forces. Know themselves from very childhood. From the 5 years old on, they can start meditating. At least they can do the walk meditation. They can walk Hari Om Shri Hang Om Nam Kevalam. in each step they can meditate in that mantra, and as they grow up and eventually they can sit down at 12 years old to meditate and recognize the stillness between breathing on and breathing out and the eternity and unity of the Spirit and God. How much more perfect they will be when they are adults. They have already meditating for many, many years, 15 years, 20 years. They have already experienced eternity. They don't have any question about it. They have already experienced God, that is stillness and oneness. They can meditate all the time. And they realize the goal of the life is to become divine. They have to be a productive member in the society and their community. They have to also teach everybody else be a productive member of the community. They create communities of light. They know the word of God. They have read the scriptures since they start reading. They know about Upanishad. They know about Bhagavad Gita. They know about Vedas. They know about Old Testament. They know about New Testament. They know about Quran. They know about Bayan and teaching of Baha'u'llah. They know about Baba's teaching, and they know though. They know a lot. They have read the Word of God and they are very familiar with them. Therefore they do not fall into the commercialization and brainwashing of the external world, and they know their goal is not to buy, to do this and do that, but to become divine, become one with God. That's why they are here. They're not here to listen to the commercial advertisement to tell them that they have to be happy like these young people in the advertisement. Then a lot of people, the life is very hard and not comfortable. Okay, the question is, when one has become divine, is it known that happens in the next reincarnation? Any spiritual progress you make will be with you forever. That is the difference between spiritual progress and material progress. In material progress, anything you gain, at the time of the death, you have to leave it behind, even your body. Even if you have the most beautiful body on the earth, and when you even die young, you cannot take that young body with you. If you're old, of course, you don't want to take it with you because it's full of pain and problem. Even if you're dying young, your young body is not going to go with you. But your spirit is. Your soul is. That's why the only richness we have to create in our life is enrich our spirit or soul and soul. Anything else is not going to go with us. That's why it said the goal of the life is to become divine. That's why we are creating communities of light. So physiological and safety need is being taken care of, and the teaching is from the very beginning, the goal of life is to become divine, and when the physiological and safety need is taken care of in the community, when you are a child, you will be born in a nurturing, wonderful community that people are concerned for your progress, and will teach you and help you to progress very highly. And because it's a community, the child is not just with one person in one house or an apartment, and they don't have the experience of expanding themselves to other energies, but they will be growing very narrow in one family with one father or mother, or even not a father and mother, just mother or father. Such an individual will have a very little exposure to other energies that can help him or her to progress in a greater degree. But in the communities of light, they do have interaction with other energies or different energies, so they grow much expanded and more flowing even in the community, that then they can reach out to other people because they have been reached into when they were growing up. But if the child has never been reached to with many people and helped, when they grow up they become very selfish and self-centered, and of course selfishness and self-centered will create destruction, and that community or society will not last very long because it does not have the spirit of cooperation and outreach to one another, and therefore it becomes very self-centered kind of a environment, and that of course brings destruction, because as Gandhi said, there is not enough for everybody's need. I mean, everybody's greed, but there is enough for everybody's need. And when people, of course, accumulate too much for themselves, somebody doesn't have any, and that creates a lot of friction in the society, and destruction will come. So we can see community is a wonderful place for children to expand themselves, to be exposed to different energy, to understand how to share, how to be with other people, help, be helped, and grow in a way of they will not be fearful to only look for themselves and their own interests, but expand themselves to the goodness of everybody else around them. And when they grow up, of course, then become young people, they will become a productive member of the society, so they will contribute into society and make the society prosper and the community prosper, and therefore they become a very valuable member of the society. And when they are old, of course, community take care of them. They don't have to worry about putting money away for their retirement and being afraid if they get old and sick, how they will take care of themselves and all that. So again, we can see communities of light create an environment. It's good for children. It is makes the people productive in the society, and the old people will be taken care of. Therefore, all these fears that has been created on our setup of the society will vanish and will be replaced with an environment full of love and helpfulness and understanding, and with the lack of fear. So, comes up light, a wonderful thing. Now, what was the question? This one has become, okay, so we can see in the community you learn and you grow up and you become divine. And as you progress in this environment, of course, your spirit have progress, and any progress in a spirituality will remain with you. You die, your spirit leaves, but your spiritual progress has been with you. You have been in the communities of light. Next time you come to the earth, you long for the communities of light. Now, you no longer withstand a setup which is not communities of light. You would not like it. It doesn't make sense. You understand how terrible it is, how selfish and self-centered it makes people if it's not the comings of light, and how fear and attachments and desires, and how people suffer in such an environment. Yeah, some people have everything, and even those who have everything or put a lot of resources away for their old age, when they get old and they get sick, that retirement fund goes so fast that they end up in the street or whatever. But in community, no matter what happens, they have shock absorber, because there is concern and love and taking care of each other, and they will not let such a thing happen. So we can, again, we can see so easily in the communities of love is so necessary for humanity, but there is no community. Love has not been created really the way it's been given now. by so clearly showing how the concept of light can be created. Yes, maybe we can, we had a Muslim community, or Christian community, or Hindu community. But that was it. It was a Hindu community. It was a Muslim community. They wouldn't let any Christian come in, or a Hindu come in, or a Buddhist come in. They don't care. As well as they follow eternal divine path, and understand the eternal divine path, and work it, that's all required. It doesn't have any dogma. The only thing you require is meditate, know thyself, be a good member of the community, sacrifice, turn and submit to God and become a universal. That's all it takes. If you do that, if you become it, that will stay with you forever. I hope that answered your question, and we are at the end of our time again this week. I leave you all to God, pondering these words. Go and download these sad songs or this conversation from our website. Go to Satsang page, and there is a part at the top that says conversations, and you can download them, whatever the conversation we had for last year and this year, from their website. And in a couple of hours, you know, the most by tomorrow morning, you will have this Satsang also on the website, and you can go and download them and listen to them over and over, or listen to the this conversation, or listen to the conversation before. We also have all the sad songs on the website. You can download, and they are very small files. You can even put them in your PDA or iPod or whatever you have. You can take it with you and listen all the time. Or burn it in the CD, and while driving or whatever you do, go ahead and listen to them over and over, read our scriptures, and decide you want to walk the path. That is the most important part. Seeing the vision, knowing the teaching, great. But if you're not walking it, you're only 5% into understanding the teaching. 95% is, maybe 99% is walking it. Adam, everybody. See you next week.